Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and chances for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Appreciate all people reaching out to Carson. He told us yesterday in a text thread that he had to clear some things up, that he was happily married, that he's not running, he's not doing hot works or Orange Theory.
Pilates
in his fitness plan. And he has to downplay the touchdown in the corner of the end zone, which we felt
was epic.
Why
would he do that, though?
Why would you want to do that? But because he's just such
what a moment that was.
What a moment it was. Thank you.
Duke.
And Carson wanted people to know he is out of town this week, but he is still readily available.
Yep.
Where is he?
So at that, he's out of. He's in a nice spot. He's in a nice spot, I'll tell you that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
A work trip.
He's on a work trip, if you want to call it that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he said. Work trip.
He said where he was going. Yeah.
You bet it is, Carson. Uh-huh. Yeah. We'll leave that down. We don't want people trying to find you there when you guys are on location.
What a kind soul, though. Yes. When he was here. Was he here Thursday?
Thursday.
It was Thursday morning.
How about the smile?
Yeah.
Did he make you smile?
Yes.
He made me smile.
Yep.
So he's like Randy. Oh, it's a perma smile.
He is. Those two together.
Randy.
What if they teamed up?
That'd be a dangerous team.
Ooh, dangerous team.
There's a thought.
We'll work on that. Finance.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time for another edition of Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Go see Tripp and the team just south of 70th and Lincoln. Mm. Also, Kearney, Hastings, and GI. For all your Apple products. Bill, what do you have for this week in Head Scratchers?
Might have been the biggest Head Scratchers I've ever had.
What's that?
People go, oh, there wasn't many episodes.
Well, this is the biggest one ever?
There was biggest one ever. Tulsa 19, Oklahoma State 12, to kick things off. You want to talk about how you can't make it. Tulsa was 1-2 or 0-2.
1-2.
Tulsa was terrible.
1-2.
And watching the game, it was remarkable how bad Tulsa was. I watched it with Leighton from House Menders. We watched it together. And it was like, okay, there's no way they can lose this game. And they did.
Yeah. Is Leighton an Okie?
What's that? I don't know if he's a big Oklahoma State fan. I've never seen him wear a bunch of...
He's a football fan.
I've never seen a bunch of Cowboys gear on, but okay, maybe he is.
Well, I just thought maybe he was from the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, no. Why would you even think that?
Because you're watching Oklahoma State Tulsa. Yeah. There was
two games on. Iowa and that one.
He's not from New Jersey, Steve. We were watching that game, too, and he's not from New Jersey. So we ran into quite a pickle, though. We got home, so we had to go watch Gigi dance.
Okay.
And we get back. And we can't rewind the Iowa game on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
We could rewind the Okie State game. We couldn't rewind the Iowa game. And that was a...
Is that a Fox thing, you think, or not?
It must be. It was a bad deal. Indiana 63-10, 53-point win. That's the most remarkable thing I've ever heard. Texas Tech 34, Utah 10 at Utah.
Wait a second.
That was hard to believe.
34-10. And their starting quarterback got knocked out. Their backup quarterback came in and ran him off the field.
So is Texas Tech the favorite in the Big 12?
Pretty solid. There's a lot of teams that are really good. Now, the game was, I think, 10-3 at halftime.
Yes.
It wasn't...
It pulled away in the second half.
Yes. That's the most intriguing thing to watch. There's no conference more fun to watch than that. Memphis 32, Arkansas 31, and they did storm.
Memphis did storm.
32, Arkansas 30. Arkansas was up 18. Check this one out. They're like at the 5-yard line.
Yep.
All they got to do is just line it up and kick the field goal and win the game. They ran the ball. Peanut punch the ball out. Game over. They lose. They're, all,
so here's they're at the 5-yard
line. Here's the deal. Hey, offense, figure it out. When you've done enough to win the game, because if you miss a field goal from the middle of the field from the 5, and you say, oh, we should have just ran. No. That's you. We've done your work. When you've done your work, stop is off. Maryland 27, Wisconsin 10. And it was ugly. It was 20-0 at halftime. And here's the most remarkable thing I told Steve. I saw something I couldn't. On with 8 seconds left, maybe it's right there. But like last play of the game, they throw a touchdown pass. They show Fickell. He doesn't even move. He doesn't clap. He doesn't walk over to the guy who just caught a touchdown pass and tell him, nice job, shake his hand. He doesn't say anything to the quarterback. He just threw a touchdown pass. He just stood there.
Wait, they scored at like the final seconds, make it 27-10? So it was 27-3 with basically seconds.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know it was that.
Third-string quarterback.
And also, not a word said. First thing you do is like, hey, I'm going to run over. I'm going to pat this tight end, whoever caught the ball at that. He just stood there, just a blank stare. Hmm. Didn't say a word to anyone.
Why is that, you think?
Just this thing's not going well. Bad. I mean, as bad as it gets.
Loaded like question. That.
Yeah, Syracuse 34, Clemson 21.
You want double real quick?
What's that?
Double.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you just got to flush it. I mean, this is a bad, you know, feeling. It's terrible. I mean, this is what we do for a living. This is our passion. We work incredibly hard to get results that we want to get. And when you don't get them, it's a pain that's hard to describe. You know, but it comes with the territory. So we got to flush it. I mean, that's all we can do. You know, there's no hope for a better yesterday. I mean, you got to put your head forward, you block out everything, and you just do the work. And that's what we'll do.
Hmm. Dabo, yeah. One and three.
And it looked bad. The hot seat, no, there's no hot seat. There's no anything there. But interesting game. They're 1-3.
By the way, the Syracuse quarterback out for the year, Steve Angeli, gets
horrible.
Hurt in that game, out for the season. Big win, out for the year.
They lost him about mid-third quarter and still hung on to win that game. Mensa, Duke 45, NC State 33. Did not see that one coming.
Well, Duke?
Duke won. Duke won.
They came back. They were down big early in that game. Wow.
45-33, big win. This one, I have my two asterisk games. Kennesaw State 28, Arkansas State 21. Kennesaw State... beat Arkansas State.
Who just pushed Iowa State the previous
week. Bad loss for Arkansas State.
Bad loss.
That's a horrible
for Butch. Bad loss.
It's still Butch.
Butch is still kicking around out there.
Still is.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. And this one here was my most remarkable one. San Diego State 34, Cal Nathan.
Whoa.
Nothing.
Whoa.
34-0.
Yeah, I almost texted that yesterday. I knew you would get mad if I did.
Cal was 3-0. Mm-hmm. They didn't score a point.
I missed that one.
They had the transfer quarterback Morgan. Everybody's going, hey, listen, they're probably going to win 8 or 9 games.
34-0.
San Diego State's 1-1, and they got run off the field.
Weird.
34-0.
That's the biggest head scratcher of all.
I missed that score. I didn't see that.
No,
wow.
Indiana's the biggest head scratcher of all.
Yeah. And then just the coaching situation. There's so many of them right now with Gundy, Fickell, Dabo, just interesting, Napier. I mean, there's so many. It's just like, what are we going to do?
Gundy.
What are we going
to
do?
Oh, Gundy goes 3-9 last year. I mean, they're 1-2. Does he make it to the end of the season?
But I don't see that. I don't know what you do because here's the problem is right now. What do you do with someone that is pretty legendary? He's the most legendary coach there.
18 years of success.
What's he had, like 7 or 8, 10 win seasons?
I don't know.
New Year's Day bowls. They've been to Fiesta Bowls. They've been to Orange. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Been to big bowl games. But they've been on the cusp of being in the like national championship talk.
But fans,
several times, yeah.
Fans don't care. It's what have you done lately? Yeah. Obviously,
and you're at the point of your career. It's towards the end. Mm-hmm. So it's not like we'd like to have him here for 5 more years. Well, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. How about 8-10+ win seasons for Mike Gundy?
10+ win seasons.
The other program to
2-12 win seasons.
The other program to watch in that league that. They look like they're in trouble to me is K-State.
Oh, yeah. K-State
didn't play this weekend.
I think they got the Fighting Frosties.
They do this week?
I think it's this week. I think Frosty goes up there.
Let's check it out. They're not as in bad shape as Oklahoma State, but those are two Big 12 programs that you wouldn't have guessed it with Klieman. I mean,
no.
I would really wouldn't have guessed it with Gundy.
K-State hosts UCF this week. Yes.
But the thing you wonder about Gundy is how could it have gone so bad so quick? Mm-hmm. Like, what was going on? Like, what happened?
Especially from a place that was always a funded place.
Yep.
I mean, that was... Are they still funded? They were still funded as an assistant.
Are they still funded?
Well, I don't know what they are now NIL-wise. I don't know what the setup is now that T. Boone Pickens has passed. I don't know what...
Yeah, I don't either.
I have no idea what that setup is. Where that might have been in some sort of a... It goes here. My family runs this now. Where is that at? I don't think anybody has any idea. But he made a very clear point when he played Oregon that we are not funded anywhere close to Oregon.
That's what you wonder about.
And he made it very crystal clear that just so you know, we jog our team out and they jog theirs out. They're about $40 million and we're like $5 or $6 million. He said that.
And Lanning said, that's too bad. We're trying to win here.
Yeah.
Right answer. Dan Lanning said, yeah, we're trying to win here at Oregon. So,
All right. There were some serious head scratchers there.
That is another edition of Head Scratchers. It is now time to play.
Jeez.
The game show.
Give us
a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is current college quarterbacks. I give you the quarterback. Tell me what school he is playing at.
Okay.
It again, Jake.
Current college quarterbacks. I'm not trying to fool anybody here today. I think all should be gettable today, I would say.
Are any of these multiple school guys?
If you know your...
Can we just name one school they've played?
So you're naming the player, then we name the school?
That is correct. And they're
a shot.
They're current, not where they
usually
transfer from.
I go very negative. We should have a shot.
If you think you know your current college quarterbacks, 464-5685, Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a rare line open for you. People are scared.
Whoa. 464. Is the show dying off?
It's not dying. We're doing fine. Okay. The numbers are fine. 402-464-5685. If you are out there, if you're listening on the stream, it's your chance to call in. There's somebody's calling now. Current college quarterbacks. I'm not trying to fool you today. These are, I think, all gettable. 4 for 4 are gettable.
Think there's a little bit of a hangover from the loss? How do you think it is, Jake?
I think it might be that.
Probably the hangover. I get it.
Yeah.
The loss. Let's
just imagine what this place would be like if they won that game. Going to the bye week 4-0, probably ranked today. But like the Stones said, you can't always get what you want.
Were you surprised, Steve, that that Nebraska received no votes in the AP?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I would have been shocked.
They lost, yeah.
Yeah, you can't vote for them.
Okay, we've got... Mike, do you feel good about current college quarterbacks today?
Nope, but I'm not scared.
All right,
Mike, thanks for calling in.
Bill is a lifeline for one question, as always, for SIP. First question to you, Mike. What school is Jake Retzlaff the quarterback of now?
Layup.
I got it.
What's his last name?
Retzlaff.
Oh, boy.
There's a silent G in there.
Four.
About
three.
Northwestern.
Oh. No.
Yeah, don't worry. Please, I got to keep you in my pocket. Yeah, you just did Tulane.
Brilliant. That's correct. 1-0 lead for Sip. Chance for a 2-0 lead. Sip, first question.
Came over from BYU.
What school is Miller Moss the quarterback of?
Oh, I got it. Hold on.
This is for Sip.
I kind of want to get it.
Make sure you have it.
I know. I know. This is tricky. No, I'm going to have to use you.
Louisville.
I wouldn't have got it. Good job. I would not have got it.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
That's good teamwork.
But
then.
You did hang on to it. Hang on.
You had no idea. I should. I know the name. That's the thing.
We're up 2-0. We should have a chance.
Did he transfer to?
He was at USC, was he not?
Yeah. Oh, that's what's confusing. Can we name USC?
No, as a current college quarterback.
So he couldn't name BYU for wrestling?
No, you could not because he's not there.
He just can't name somewhere they've played?
Nope. This is for to stay alive. Last question, Mike. What school is Noah Fifita the quarterback of?
Oh, come on.
Come on, Jake.
That's a left-handed right-handed left.
No idea. I need a guess.
Mississippi State.
And that is not correct. That's a win. What school is he at?
It's Arizona.
Arizona.
He is in Arizona. That's correct.
They have a good game this weekend.
We did good on that. We did good.
Arizona goes to Iowa State. It's going to be a cool game.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Mike, good try.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
Wouldn't it be fun to go somewhere this week?
For the bye
week. I would like to go to USC, Illinois. That's where I'd like to go.
11 a.m. kickoff
in Champaign. Tempting to do it. Yeah. I won't. But
you're not doing it. There's no chance.
That's the best line ever. Half tempting. You're not even 1% tempting.
No, I'm half tempted. I don't know if I could work it in.
I would say this last one is the toughest question of the four. Okay. You've already won the game. So,
all right, let's think about it.
What school is Bear Bachmeyer, the quarterback?
No idea.
BYU.
Oh, sorry, I pushed the wrong button. Yes, it is BYU.
Bear Bachmeyer. Brilliant.
Came from Stanford.
He's the brother of Hank, the former Boise State quarterback. Then he went to La Tech.
How's BYU doing?
Really good. Beat East Carolina. They got Colorado this week.
This is for Bill, tiebreaker.
Okay.
Okay. You guys went 4-for-4. Baylor's Sawyer Robertson leads all of college football in passing yards through four games.
Wait a second, really?
How many yards does he have through four games? Leads all of college football.
Go to the calculator.
Four games.
I need it.
Numero uno. Doing math. We're doing math.
Where's my calculator?
I'll give you a hint also. He's got 13 touchdowns and 3 picks in the season.
I'm going to go 1556.
Okay, Sip, over.
Is this how many games?
Four games. Bill says 1556.
Yeah, I go a little lower. I'll go 1356.
Close. 1320. 1,320 yards for Sawyer Robertson.
It's a good year.
And we mentioned Mendoza, Indiana. How about 14 touchdowns, no picks in the season for him?
I repeat, 14 touchdowns,
zero picks.
You have to say it out loud, though. Their first three games.
Old Dominion.
Yeah, were layups.
Kennesaw State, Indiana State.
So they were layups. They were. But
he went 5-0
against
Illinois.
But he did go five touchdowns against Illinois, number 9. So you got to give him that credit. But the early games, but still, it's hard to throw 14 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan now at 11 touchdowns, 1 pick on the season for Nebraska through 4 games.
That pick was an interesting one. That also could have been a pick 6. They end up scoring on the drive anyway.
It's a 1st and 10. It's a 5-yard pass between two guys. I didn't force that one bad. Forced it badly. But that's the only pick it through all game.
Yeah, he's not the reason they lost.
No. No, he's not. When we come back, hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.